to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Truly is a blessing to be in your presence today, that you cover us with your body and blood. Good morning, people of God. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. What a blessing to be alive today, that God give us His breath, His presence, His spirit, that we could do the things He wants us to do. Have mercy on those who don't know Jesus Christ today. This is your opportunity while you are alive, praise God, to give Him glory, to give yourself to Him completely. For the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. I'm truly blessed to be alive today among the living. There are those who did not make it, praise God, but I pray they made their peace with God. There are those who are really fighting for their life. They are fighting, praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Let's pray for those who are going through something. There are those who are going through a financial crisis. There are those who are going through a financial crisis and sickness coming upon their body. They got loved ones already fighting for their life. They are being invaded by disease like cancer, diabetes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The blood disease, other issues that really attack them in their bodies. But we asking God to be merciful, to heal, complete healing upon those who need healing today, and those who are need a blessing, a financial blessing. Thank you, Jesus. There are those who are going through marriage. Praise God. They're fighting for their marriage and try to keep their marriage together. There are parents who have a difficult time with their children, who are rebellious, don't want to listen, don't want to hear what God is saying. But most of all, there are those who are struggling with their walk with God. They are really struggling, trying to make some connection with God and themselves. So I thank God for Jesus Christ. So praise the holy name, people of God. Let's pray for one another in the time we are in. This world is crumbling little by little, but we're going to trust God, stay focused on the name of Jesus, that Jesus will deliver His people. So I truly thank God for being what we are and what we are to Him in this hour. So my brothers and people of God, thank you for joining with me on this beautiful day that the Lord has created. And thank God for His mercy and grace. And I thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But I thank God for blessing us to see this day. Let's keep the men and women of God who are preaching the word of God, missionaries who are risking their lives when they go into foreign land to share the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's bless the organization. Praise God. Let's pray for them, asking God to increase their funding. Praise God, because they use that money to help those who need help desperately for school, for clothing, for food, to help the unfortunate, the ones who are in need. Thank God for those organizations. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ to give us salvation. Without the Lord, we won't be here today. We will know nothing about salvation if it wasn't for Jesus. So I truly thank God for Jesus for giving Himself for the whole entire world. So I thank God for people who are going out to do what God commanded them to do. But this morning, I would like to go into the book of Psalm 32. And you know, Psalms, the book of Psalms, is really a great blessing to us as believers. God knew exactly what he was doing when he put in man's spirit to create the Bible, to give the people. God give this man, the holy men's, the word to inspire us and to write down what we need. We thank God for Jeremiah and Joshua, and thank God for those who Ezekiel, Isaiah, and thank God for John and that Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and Paul, and Timothy, praise God, and Peter. We thank God that Lord used these men, praise God, to, and even the lost Bibles, praise God, to help us to have a relationship. God knows exactly what he was doing when he created the holy book, because without something, we don't know how we can anchor in. But thank God for the Holy Bible that give us an anchor that we can rely on God's word. And thank God for God's word that will keep us going every day. Without God's word, we wouldn't make it. But Lord, we got God and his word and trust in his word. He will see us through this in the journey that we are facing right now. But in Psalms 32, I thank God for Jesus. I'm going to read. But most of all, I'm going to read starting at the fifth verse. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, lay all the faithful prayer to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. And you know what? I truly thank God for his word. Truly, I thank God. That's why I say thank God for the book of Psalms. Psalm is an inspiration of a book that really gives you hope. I thank God for David when he was inspired, when he wrote songs and sang songs to God. That was David's way to being inspired, to motivate himself, to encourage himself. Praise God, by relying on God's word, that he know there is a God. He know there is a God. And one thing about David felt in his heart, that God will listen to him, that God loved him, that God was not going to fail him, that God was a righteous God, a God of mercy, and a God of love. David realized that God was with him at all times, that he's going to watch his back. Do you ever feel that God is watching over you? You feel that God got your back? God always have his back for his people. But the thing is, we got to learn to trust God and to do what God commands us to do. And I love this here because I remember the story of Carrie T. Boone when her sister was captured, and they went to the prison camp. Thank God, they went into the thank God, they went into this enemy camp. They were captured, but they were prisoners. But thank God for Jesus Christ. The sister had a relationship, and she was helping carry to know that Jesus is real. And you know, I truly thank God that when Cherry's sister passed away, but Cherry was left alone at that prisoner camp, thank God, God gave her a word of encouragement, and that was this: I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. And Cherry wrote a book of the hiding place. And I thank God, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. There are some people who feel like they are in a tight squeeze, and how the enemy got them in a snare. They don't know how they're going to get out. When they get out dead or alive, they don't know. But one thing about it, I've come to give you a word of encouragement. And I thank God for David. When David said, you are my hiding place. God is your hiding place. God will not let nothing happen to you because you trust him. Some of you are very concerned how I'm going to make ends meet. Some of you have lost your job. Some of you have lost your marriage. Some of you have been rebuked by your children, by your family member, or somebody in the church system. But one thing about it, the Lord letting you know he is your hiding place. He's going to protect you. He's going to watch over you. Regardless of what you're going through, Jesus got your back. He's going to see you through this every step of the way. He's going to make sure you have food on the table. You might have a bill. God's going to see to it that your bill is going to be paid. He's going to see that you have lights in your house. To have lights in your house, praise God, to take care of you and your children because you need it. He's going to see you have a roof over your head so you won't have to worry about you going to be out in the cold, in the rain, or in the hot, scorching heat. But God is the answer. And one thing about it, I thank God when he said, I'm going to instruct you and teach you in a way you should go. I will counsel you and love you with my loving eye. And God, that's God right there. He's watching over us. We are his children. A father who concerned about his children. He's going to watch over us when we are sleeping. God watching over us. When we are driving, God going to make sure you don't get in an accident. When you know your money about to run out, God already got somebody in place who will bring you grocery to your house. But thank God for the food bank. Thank God for the organization that went in to help those who are in need. So I thank God for Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, don't give up hope. Remember the song of 32. God is our hiding place. Let's trust him. Let's rely on him. And he will see you through. In a storm, God will see you through. May God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.